HarperCollins presents Skullduggery Pleasant, Until the End, by Derek Landy. Read by Kevin Healy. This book is dedicated to Iron Man. Tony Stark stopped Thanos and saved us all, and I, for one, will never forget the sacrifice he made. Also to Natasha Romanoff for yeeting herself off that cliff. "Welcome," she said. The faceless ones were in her soul. She felt them. An entire race of them. Hundreds of thousands? Millions? Billions? More? She had no way of knowing. The only thing she knew without question was that there were multitudes squirming and writhing within the essence of who she was. They flitted to her light, to her aura, like moths. And when they were ready, they left her soul and emerged, intangible to the touch, invisible to the mortal eye. They stood on the horizons, and they waited until it was time to become solid. They were her children, and they were going to reshape the world. 1. Getting punched through a building at 16 was new and fun, and actually pretty cool. Getting punched through a building at 26 was annoying, frustrating, and when she really thought about it, kind of rude. Valkyrie picked herself up, bits of broken masonry falling from her shoulders, clouds of dust blossoming and swirling on the breeze that came through the ruined structure. She pulled the skull mask off her face, and it flowed into the hood. And she pulled that down and shook out her hair. The sorcerer hovered in the night sky above her, his arms folded, waiting for her to look up. Instead, she walked over to a piece of the collapsed roof and sat. She crossed her legs, took out her phone. The sorcerer drifted down a little, trying to catch her eye without making it look obvious. Finally, he said, "What's happening?" "I'm not fighting you," Valkyrie said.
"So you surrender?"
"Nope, just not fighting you."
"Why not?"
he asked. Her thumbs danced over the screen, replying to a message. "Because fighting is dumb," she said, and sent it off. He drifted down lower.
"What do you mean?"
She looked at him now. His hair was long and brown, and he had a little beard. And he wore colourful robes with intricate designs. His name was Mansell, or Mantle, or Barney, or something. "Is this really the best way to resolve a problem? By punching the person you're arguing with? Being powerful doesn't make you right."
"Being powerful means you don't have to be right,"
Barney said, smiling with evil intent. Or just regular intent. Valkyrie couldn't be sure. She had a lot going on these days. Headlights swooped in as a car approached. Most people would run from a battle that had already demolished two houses in this construction site. It took a certain kind of person to drive towards it. A certain kind of person driving a certain kind of car. The 1924 Rolls-Royce Phantom One pulled up to the curb and Skullduggery Pleasant got out. His three-piece suit was dark blue tonight, with matching hat, and his skull reflected the orange street lamp. It was October, but Dublin was still warm. Ignoring the front door, which had miraculously survived the battle, Skullduggery stepped through a massive hole in the wall and made his way over.
"Have you surrendered yet?"
he asked Barney, checking the time on his pocket watch. His head tilted in annoyance, and he started winding the crown.
"I'm not the one surrendering," Barney said. "I'm winning this."
"You're not, though," said Valkyrie.
"You're really not," said Skullduggery.
"I've thrown her through two buildings,"
Barney said, with a hint, a smidge, a soupçon of exasperation in his voice.
"No," Valkyrie corrected. "You've only thrown me through one building. I bounced off the second." "My point is," Barney continued, "I am too powerful to be stopped by the likes of you."
Valkyrie raised an eyebrow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?